What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Stuff that is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Dolphins, who will be in Detroit for their second of two joint practices with the Lions today. The teams will meet on Saturday for preseason game number two. And to the Marlins, who crushed Cleveland 13-4. The rubber matches tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Progressive Field. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
For a grade, I wouldn't give myself a grade. I don't think that's fair to grade yourself. I think that's something that, well, for my assessment, you know, I still wouldn't give myself a grade. I think that's for you guys to do with however you guys report that and whatnot. I think today offensively was a very frustrating day, you know, in regards to what we wanted to do, what we said we wanted to do came out, you know, and we just weren't able to get things jump started. So that was very frustrating today. Well, I think it was a combination of both. I think it was a combination of us communicating what we were in, what they were in, what we wanted to do protection wise, what we wanted to do in the run game. And then, you know, our timing in the pass game as well off of what our pass pro looked like. So, it's not a good recipe for success in this league and against a good team. You know, things like that are going to happen. Like I said, it's frustrating, but we're going to go watch the film. We'll learn from it.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, we go right to him. The Big Ring, I call him now. That's his new nickname, the Big Ring. If you see Steve Goldstein, Goldie, the Dolphins preseason TV voice for CBS. Goldie, good morning. How you doing?
What's going on, Joe? It's ironic you say that because I'm right here on the Detroit River. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm looking right over, literally across the river into Windsor, Ontario, Canada, the home of Aaron Ekblad. It's literally like right there, so it's ironic.
That is wild. That is crazy. Yeah. Who, by the way, man, they kept that damn thing together. Unbelievable work getting it all done. But you are Big Ring because you got two big fatties now coming there, Gold. That's great stuff. Hey, Gold, we got a lot to get to here. You heard the frustration. So I wasn't there and you were, but I've heard lopsided, embarrassed, frustrating, ugly, dominated, outclassed, all accurate.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions got the best of them. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It seemed like a well-oiled machine. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown had his way for a while against Jack Jones. Jones was a little frustrated, so you had some of those, you know, scuffles and stuff like that. But, you know, overall, Joe, I thought it was a practice where the Detroit Lions, and, you know, you never know, right? Is it more what you're not doing? Is it more what they're doing? But the Lions were 15-2 for a reason last year, and it was pretty cool, to be honest with you, watching them up close. They let us stand right down there, basically on the sideline, on the field, and that ball comes out of Jared Goff's hands with authority. Those receivers were running precise routes.
Yeah.
But the bigger thing was the Dolphins' offense did not function real well. A couple of picks by Zach Wilson, and you know, for Tua to use the word frustrating, if you're around Tua at all, Joe, and you are, he doesn't use that word very often. You know, he usually says, yeah, there's a few things we got to clean up, but him using that word frustrating, I'm curious to see what they do in a couple hours here this morning.
Yeah, the bounce back will be an interesting one. Hey, Gold, this one, though, too. I just feel like all of a sudden the 3, 4, 5, 6 receivers were asked to be the 1 and 2. And you realize just there's not a lot of depth, and I'm afraid this is a problem throughout this team, the cornerback play, the one-on-one drills, Gold. I know we talk about zone defense, and that's what Anthony Weaver's going to run a lot of. Yep. But there's going to be times where you got to play some of that one-on-one coverage that you work on every day too. So what'd you think?
Yeah, first on the defense against the top guys, yes. You know, Weaver's great, and they got so many guys that could stand up in the middle. You go two linemen and – you know, between Chop and Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, you get those guys in there. You know, let's be fair on yesterday first, that Jalen Phillips, Waddle for the most part, and Tyreek not at all, did not participate, so we'll say that. But yeah, you know, Weaver will come up with some schemes and be able to cover up some of that stuff in the season. Obviously, we don't have to cover as long. If you're a corner, it makes life easier. But against the top teams, against the top receivers and those best offensive lines, we'll see how it shakes out. You know, Storm Duck did make some plays. He's had a good camp. Ethan Bonner was pretty good throughout the camp and made some plays yesterday. You know, but the offense yesterday was really, you know, at the line was a problem. And yeah, you know, I like Malik Washington a lot, so I'm not going to put too much. I'm curious to see how it comes out today. None of them had a good day yesterday, but overall he's been pretty good. But obviously, after the Dolphins' top guys on offense, you talk about Achane. Obviously, you talk about the quarterback from the line to those top two receivers.
Yeah.
There is a drop-off, so they're going to need those guys. Those 11, Joe, you know this, they got to be healthy for at least, you know, 14, 15 of the 17 games.
So some of the headlines, I saw Yahoo had a big article. The Lions media said it was the most lopsided joint practice they had ever seen between the two teams. So, yeah. So you know, you can imagine what it's like around here today. We've got like, oh, my gosh, we got 3 weeks before the Colts game. Hey, by the way, Chop Robinson, good news. Do we ever find out exactly what it is and how long he might be out?
Yeah, it appears it's like a wrist or something on the arm, and the cart was there. This is why it's hard to read into
Hate
stuff,
that
right?
That cart, yeah.
Yeah, the cart came out, Joe, because they wanted to keep the practice moving. So they just brought it out to get him off the field. It wasn't because he couldn't walk off or anything like that. So they just wanted to get it done quickly. So no word yet on how long he's out. Mike McDaniel's going to talk in a little while. I don't think there's much reason, like a Tyreek Hill, like all these guys, to take much risk with a guy like Chop. So we'll see. I'm assuming he's going to be okay, but, you know, it's a wrist, so who knows. The one thing I'll say, though, Joe, about the practice yesterday, okay, and we always go, right, glasses half empty.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that game 3 years ago. You remember that game at Hard Rock Stadium in the preseason when the Dolphins looked amazing and Tyreek caught that pass on the first snap as a Dolphin and they beat the Eagles 48-10. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, one joint practice in August against a team that I think everybody would readily admit this before yesterday and this morning that the Detroit Lions are better right now than the Dolphins are. They're a Super Bowl contender. They went 15-2. I'm not going to go too crazy. Now, if it looks like that again in a couple hours, that will not be encouraging.
Yeah. I think the big thing, Gold, is just with everything else that's going on, and you go up there and you know, and they'd already said, hey, we practice a little different than you do. Their linebacker mm-hmm. came out, and then this happens, and so it does bring, and you know, people find the radio, and it gets a little negative with the whole thing. But I agree, and I'm curious to see, because you know Mike had to say something like, guys, we got to play better. This is What are we doing? We didn't come up here. We came up here. I wanted to practice against these guys twice because they are really good. They are physical, and I want us to see it here because a lot of you guys probably won't be playing in that preseason game. Goal, what do you think overall from what you've seen here of this team minus what happened yesterday?
I think it's pretty much been what we thought. You know, look, I want to see Zach Wilson play a little bit better in the game on Saturday. I thought he looked better in practices than he did in the game against the Bears as far as stepping up and the timing. And again, you know, talking to him the day before the game, and people know this, you know, this offense is difficult and he's never done it. So there's an adjustment that needs to be made. Like for a quarterback like him, throwing the ball to a spot, you know, where there's no receiver, the receiver might not even be close to it yet, and just the timing, it's not an easy thing to grasp, but maybe that's why we have such a drop off when Tua, who, you know, dominates the offense and is great in it, why there's such a drop off when whoever comes in, it's not an easy offense to run for just anybody. So, but overall, Joe, I think it's been what we expected. You know, I think we've looked at it and we've said, hey, the front seven, especially if they're healthy, is very good. Kenneth Grant looks good. Savai Nye and Paul, they're going to take some time, but there's a lot of hope there on that line. But overall, you know, depth, wise, they've got to stay healthy because there is a drop off. So yeah.
That was my take too. Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. And to me, camp has been what we thought. You know, I think that's pretty much it. There's nothing that stood out. One thing on the positive that I'd like, Jordan Brooks, like they need a dozen of him, attitude wise, what he brings to the table. So I thought, you know, that was even a year later, a better pickup by Chris Greer and the Dolphins than we even thought during the season last year. They need more guys to adapt and adopt the philosophy and the toughness and the juice and the energy that Jordan Brooks brings. This guy's a leader.
Yeah, he likes to get after it. I'm glad I saw that everybody was talking about different things and weren't good, but they said leave Jordan Brooks out of that conversation because he was really, really good. Hey, the other thing real quickly. So Storm Duck continues to play well. And obviously, I think Ethan Bonner's slowly moving towards that number two slot and number two corner ahead of Sheffield and Jack Jones. Could you see that happening? And I know Jack Jones played more football than anybody, but, man, I saw him. They ran the whole tree on him, man, the receiving tree on him. Takeoffs, outs, ins. I mean, he got beat every way possible. Yes, that stutter and go is all over the place today where he beat him by 5 or 6 yards. What's your take on Jack Jones?
Yeah, it was, you know, and standing right there watching it, it was, you know, man against boy. And, you know, look, St. Brown, he doesn't get the same pub as some of the other guys, the Tyreeks, the Jefferson. St. Brown might be the best receiver in football, but still, you know, want to cover him better.
Really could, yes.
I agree that Ethan Bonner is moving up on the chart. There's a reason Jack Jones was still both on the field and probably maybe more off the field, was still available once training camp started. You know, you usually don't get stars to come in after training camp starts. There's a reason they're not on team. So Bonner ran with the ones, you know, after the one-on-one drills quite a bit yesterday. It was Bonner and Duck. So, you know, the Dolphins have had success in that secondary with some undrafted guys, and obviously they're both undrafted, but they've both been around for a couple of years. So I agree with you. We could easily see, you know, Bonner and Duck in a few weeks in Indy at the corners, and maybe Hilton or Armstrong as the slot guy. I'm with you on that.
Hey, before I let you go, any sight? I guess Cam Smith was back at practice yesterday at cornerback or no?
Well, he was back at practice. We're at number 24 with Smith on the back. He didn't do too much though in practice. So he's back. He's on the field. You know, dude, the best ability is availability. And if you're him, and you really got an interest, and I'm just going to call it what it is, you really got an interest and you're going to be a pro, dude, you got to get out there and practice.
Totally agree.
You know, I'm not a doctor. So, you know, if you're hurt, you're hurt. But at some point here, you know, you got to prove that you can be available to the team, because if you're not, it doesn't matter how talented you are. If you can't play in the games, it doesn't do any good.
I totally agree. Hey, Gold, I'll see you. I'll see you tonight, bud. Thank you for coming on this morning. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Have a good trip.
You hang in there. Yep. Goldie joining us. Steve Goldstein joining us this morning. The Big Ring, we call him now. The Big Ring. You get two of them. My boy got two of them now. The Big Ring, man. Steve Goldstein does a great job. And appreciate him coming on with us this morning. And, well, you heard it. You heard all of it right there. Got to take a break here real quickly. I do want to talk about a couple of guys that are unbelievable what they do. I can't say enough about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Yeah, friends, yes, first, but the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. I got a message for everybody out there. I hope you never have to go through it, but if you've been in an automobile accident, a slip and fall, or anything where you've had to go see an attorney and you're working off the TV, and there's some beautiful ads. Some attorneys out there put together some beautiful ads. They're very nice. And they bring you in and you go over to meet with them. And they go, oh, the partner's not here today. Oh, I'm sorry, but he wouldn't be handling your case anyway. He doesn't handle cases. We have 50 other attorneys that do that.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And I'm like, wait a second, man. I want the guys that have to handle my case that I saw. That guy sounded impressive. I want that guy. Well, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, those are the guys that shake your hand at the front door and handle your case from start to finish, man, with more than 30 years of experience each. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Hey, I can tell you, man, when it comes to compassion, understanding, caring, and great communication skills, always getting updates on how your case is going. You don't feel like a throw-in. You feel like you're important. Matter of fact, I love it when you go to Cohen and Judah and read the reviews and what people are saying about them. There's some great stuff. Made us feel like we were their only client. Gosh, that's what I want to hear. I want to know that I'm important to them every day. And that's what I love about Cohen and Judah. Go to conanjudah.com, read the reviews, or call them 866-FAIR-FEE. And by the way, you can leave where you are anytime. If you're not happy and say, screw this, if you're in that screw this right now, go see them. You'll be glad you did. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's having a good day. Dolphin fans, hang in there. Another day of practice today. We'll be telling you about tomorrow morning. I'll call in from Detroit as Woody got the show. I believe Omar Kelly being with him tomorrow.
That is correct.
And, yes, of course, you always get a little Jamie in there. We live through Jamie as well.
We're going to go up to Detroit again tomorrow.
Go up
so
there.
We'll get recaps on everything. We'll have it for you.
All right. So
you're going to go to 8 Mile? Take a picture in front of the street sign or no? You thinking about it?
No, you know, Woody, I
also, the other idea I gave you too, that pawn shop.
Yeah,
there,
I, that I crazy like that show they had, too. Yeah. I do like that show.
You imagine you show up there?
Nah, I probably won't go to either one.
You're not leaving the hotel, are you?
No, I do, but it's usually for a restaurant. Okay. It's all I ever leave for. I leave for restaurants and stuff. So anyway, hey, this other story we didn't get to today, but it's incredible. I remember like yesterday. I don't even know how many years it's been since Stephen Ross bought from Wayne Huizenga bought the Miami Dolphins for. How long has that been now? $1.1 billion. And at the time, I remember at the time, people didn't have the big vision like the people who have a lot of money. They always have great vision. Wayne had it. Stephen Ross has it. Mickey, all those guys have it. We can go Vinny. They all have vision to see things happen years and years ahead where we're just going through life every day trying to hang in there. So he paid $1.1 billion. And I remember people going, oh, my God. It's the most money ever spent. What is he doing? He'll never get it back. Well, yesterday, the latest valuation of what the team is worth came in the top 10 in the NFL at $8.5 billion for the football team. $8.5 billion for the team. I'm guessing that's a, Woody, would you guess, am I right on this? Is a stadium part of the deal too? I'm guessing, right?
I would think
and
so,
the training facility.
The events and everything that they have there.
Yeah, well, that would
all
come with it.
Together.
But I got to tell you, when you look at, and I guess that's part of the property, but you look at F1, tennis, and everything else, it's got to be, I think he was offered $10 billion or was valued at $10 billion before. Now everything in the NFL has gone up 20% since last year, the value, for everybody, across the board.
And if Stephen Ross called and offered me a piece, you know, as an investment, I'd buy in today. At that
oh, yeah, because you just figure
it's going to keep going up.
Hey,
man, look, everything the Dolphins have and do is elite, minus the football.
You're right.
They're first class in everything, man. We saw a concert there a few weeks ago. I mean, they are first class. Go to F1 every year. They do it all.
I was just looking.
Just don't win.
Anybody get more out of their piece of property than – and Tom Garfinkel, the CEO, is – he's got – speaking of vision, again, that I don't have, he's got it. F1, the tennis, I believe they bought a piece of the tennis thing, so that's not going anywhere for everybody. So it might be moving. I don't know how many concerts they do a year now. What do they do? What do you feel like, 10?
There's got to be a lot. Yeah, any big name artist is going to play there, right? And don't forget the other football team that plays there. It's going to fill that thing a handful of times.
University of Miami, well, will this year for sure.
You got college football playoff games.
Got that.
Right,
championship games. Got a Super Bowl coming up here again.
It's great, man. All of it's good, except for what happened in Detroit yesterday.
Well, so the thing that's still the most important thing to Stephen Ross, it is, and it's got to be frustrating for him, that he sits over there and spends all that money on that team, watching everything that's going on. I believe he's moved full-time to Palm Beach. I might be wrong, but I believe along with the new development he's got and all the properties bought up there for his new I got all kinds of developments and cities and stuff that he's going to build. The guy's still amazing in his mid-80s, just incredible what he's doing. But there's one thing, because I remember, and I've told this story to you, Wayne Huizenga, the day that you-know-who walked out the door. For me, I thought for Wayne that was one of the most crushing days, is when I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Nick Saban walked out and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm gone. He went to Alabama. Deal was already done. There's no stopping him. He took the job, and the rest is history. But he goes, I've been successful at everything I've done. Everything. Remember, what was Blockbuster Video? Remember that thing just blew up? He got involved. He was in all these things, and everything he touched just turned to gold. And Wayne used to say, you know, like Stephen Ross, grew up a Dolphins fan, all I want is this team to be able to win a Super Bowl. That's all. That would be the ultimate. I've done everything. I'm worth billions. I can't spend it all. Matter of fact, you know, we lost Wayne and his wife. That's all he wanted. That's all the kids wanted. They just wanted to win a championship. And if you were to ask Stephen Ross right now, it's got more money than he could ever spend. Ever. Alone, forget all the money he's made in development. Look at this thing. He just said not too long ago, I never thought this football business was going to be like this. I never expected this on this piece of property, what we've done and what Tom has done and what, you know, the people. He's got great people working for him most places. And
he has tried, man. He has tried to get every sort of person in there.
I can't even imagine. I know what my frustration level is at when I came in this morning again, even though it's not even a game. I don't know why. I'm like
that practice
trying
yesterday,
to hold back.
No, Joe, that was very
frustrating. No, but it's still
because
3 weeks from
the
season.
Because the reaction from people, especially people that don't cover the team, who I know we're going to have coming on a little bit here, it's that was ugly, man.
But I do wonder, because he's the only one that matters. Stephen Ross is the and fans, I'm not taking away from how passionate you are about this team. Listen, nobody takes losses harder. There's two of us. Actually, there's three of us. O.J. McDuffie takes losses really hard. Kim Bocamper takes them really hard. I can't speak for all the other guys. Those are the only guys I see. And I take them. I'm usually in a crappy mood on Monday morning, besides being tired. And I just wonder how he feels. He's the one who puts some money into it and signing bonuses and get this nice facility if it's got a chance to get us more players and recruiting free agents and we need this because we want a nice stadium and want nice stuff for the wives and their kids when they come. And it's just got to –
Well, what is he getting sold by Chris Greer, right?
It's got to just piss him off, man. It's just like no matter how nice somebody is or things we're doing, like at some point – And this better be it. I know what happened yesterday. This better be it. I hope Gold's right. It was just a bad day at the office. And once we get all our guys back.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, but
I but, so, but, Joe, I, like, but I do believe, and you before you go, Waddle and Tyreek and then the drop-off. Yeah. But the problem is that's a lot of positions. That's not just one or two positions. That exists, and that concerns me.
I just wonder how you sell to the owner. You're going into another season where you essentially have a 0% chance to win a Super Bowl.
He doesn't think that right now.
How could he not, though?
He's
a smart man.
He has been told they have broken down.
Would you believe that? Would you believe that, by the way, 0%? I don't see any path to winning a Super Bowl for this team this year.
No, no, I don't see winning a Super Bowl.
I just don't know how it could happen.
If we got to a Super Bowl
with this team?
Hey, I had good teams and we didn't win a Super Bowl. We had really good teams we didn't win a Super Bowl. We either got upset at home or we lost AFC Championship game at home, or we lost in Super Bowl 17 and 19.
You had one of the, what, 3-5 best quarterbacks ever play the game?
Yeah, but so that's why when you said, do we have any chance to win it all? No. Can we get there? No. Got to win a playoff game before.
I know, but that's the goal, though, isn't it? You can't set your goal at winning a wild card game. But that's just not the way to operate. You know, and I think there was maybe one year during this McDaniel thing that we went into the season, we felt like maybe they had a shot.
I never thought shot to Super Bowl. My thing
was, it the second season with McDaniel when they were like, I mean, they were really good. I think it was after they hung 70
Woody.
On Denver or something, right?
Woody.
And you go, babe, this team might have a shot. It actually looks like a real
when you say that
football team.
Shot, what's that mean when you say we got a shot? Shot what?
A very outside shot.
At what?
At contending, finish. Being a contender.
What's contender mean?
Means you have a chance to make the Super Bowl.
No, you ain't getting the Super Bowl.
Well, they're not this year.
Not getting
the
Super Bowl.
That's what we did the other day. We did who's a contender. Like, how many teams think going into a season that they actually have a
chance to make
the Super Bowl?
I told you, I think there's three, maybe four. I said that day one when we started this, all right, football season, there's three teams. There's three frontiers.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your teams that are out in front of everybody, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. And I got to give, I don't know, I'm on this Denver thing, man. I think Denver's got a chance to move up the ladder a little bit, but I might be wrong. But there's three. And everybody else is playing for that second tier. Chargers, here, Steelers, Cincinnati. I don't have any of them like up there with those other guys. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, here you go. The Dolphins, Joe, to win the Super Bowl this year are plus 7,500. They're in there with teams like Jacksonville and New England and Atlanta, all have the same odds as the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. You know, I'd really like to get rid of folks more than anything. More than anything is the one, the 25-year one. I would love to see him win a playoff game. That's it. And if you don't, the chances of winning a playoff game, if you don't win your division, are not very good.
But here's the thing, Joe. What happens if somehow you pull off a miracle, you win 10 or 11 games, you get into the wild card, and you win one?
Then
you get smashed
change.
And you get smashed in the
Doesn't
next
matter.
Game.
You've already done more than they've done in 25 years.
So then we say run it back again.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. My issue with this whole thing again,
they won a playoff game.
You have to, if you're not contending for a Super Bowl, what
First
are you
First of all, you know how good you are if you win a playoff game and you're good enough to get in. There probably 10 wins, or you can win 11 wins, or 11 wins and win 12. Yeah, Woody, they're not going to change things around here. I'm sorry.
They might not change things if they finish close to 500.
I don't know about that. I'm not drinking that. I don't speak for Tom, and I don't speak for Stephen Ross and Stephen Ross's family, the guys that run this thing. But if you're to tell me 8-9 and everybody comes back.
Everyone was damn sure it was happening this year.
I thought it was.
He sent out a
quickly.
Note to everyone.
By the way, quickly. I didn't even get on the bus. It was done. You're right.
Tyreek hadn't even quit yet.
No. It was by a few minutes he had. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. We'll take a quick break. We're way behind. Stay with us.
All right, Joe, before we get back to the show here, let's let people know what we got going on as far as our giveaway here. Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. We have a chance for you to win tickets. Text the word Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-R-E, to 20357. That is Gilmore to 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com.
Even Rod Carew. I love that. Even Rod Carew.
He doesn't do the Hanukkah song at those shows mostly.
He doesn't?
Nah. Last time we saw him, he didn't.
Oh.
Disappointing, but not as disappointing as Happy Gilmore 2, but.
Well, you've been down on that movie. I wonder how that thing's doing. Somebody else said it was really
bad. A couple days
bad.
Later, I was still upset about it. I was talking about it in the car
We got you
yesterday.
Upset about a lot of things, Woody.
I was crushed. I don't know what's worse, the Dolphins practice or Happy Gilmore 2?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I hope they bounce back so you and Omar don't have to hear about it all day tomorrow.
I kind of want to send you off to Detroit with some of these texts, but I really don't want to get you all riled up today.
I don't care. Like, whatever. I don't put the team together. I don't agree with all their decisions before the year coming back. I made it clear. But this is what it is. Somebody signed off on everything, and somebody told somebody that had a chance to be really good. So I'm like, okay. And they're going, we got it fixed. We got a whole bunch of big guys. That was going to take our biggest problems, the line of scrimmage. Okay. Oh, I'm just going, okay. And I'm back like, okay, I got a same seat you guys. Well, maybe a little better seat. But I'm sitting back going, all right, let's see what's different. Let's see what's different. And they think they've done a better job with a backup quarterback than what they had last year. That was a big issue. We'll see how that goes.
Well, I think that's a no-brainer. They certainly have upgraded that position. As bad as Zach Wilson looked in that game, I still think he's better than Skyler.
Yeah.
Although yeah. Skyler had the game of his life.
That doesn't matter, the preseason.
I know. I know. I realize that.
So
maybe Zach
Wilson
will magically be good when the real season starts.
That's one, like, you could see through for 250 yards and you're like, great. Great. I saw him in Seattle less than a year ago. So
did you want any of the texts or no?
I mean, you're more than welcome.
I just don't want you to get upset, okay? You promise?
I'm not going to get upset.
You won't get upset.
Go ahead.
This guy says, Hollywood, do you notice when the discussion is negative about the Dolphins, Joe always wants to go to break?
But I just okay. So you know, I'm usually about 10 minutes over. You probably don't tell him that. Like, I'm not a very good format guy. But go ahead.
I just wanted to send that to you.
All right, so that's what somebody's noticed. That's good. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
Company Joe, last year, ESPN had the Dolphins 32nd in town. Now 2025, they've moved up to 31st.
In what?
FYI, that's second worst in the NFL.
For what, again?
Talent. I don't know.
Oh,
I just read it because he called you Company Joe.
Oh, I didn't know they had ranked the talent.
It's so sad that this Dolphins, as Dolphins fans, we've set our standards so low.
I agree with that.
You just did that last segment, though, man.
What?
You're like, we need to win a playoff game. That's
well, Woody.
It. Like, let's win a
what
playoff
do you want,
game.
Woody, I don't
want to be a middling wild card team. Like, look, that to me is still mediocrity,
so,
right? That's like on the good end of mediocrity.
All right, here. Since you are the voice now of the fan, let me just say this. With what they have and they don't have, let me ask you honestly, to win a playoff game would be, to me, it would be like Don Shula going to a Super Bowl. That's how
You can't approach this game like that. You just can't. I'm sorry, man.
Well, there has to be some reality in what
you
have.
Like that. And by the way, if they win a playoff game, everyone's coming back.
I just said
so whatever
that.
You think of
well,
all
that
these
was
guys,
stolen. I just
whatever
told
you think
you
of
that.
These guys.
I just told you they'll all be back if they win 10 or 11 games and win a playoff game.
Right.
They'll all be back.
I said that. I just don't think that could be.
You did not say that. I said
your standard of excellence.
Okay. Well, what do you think's reality with this team? And I'm not reading into yesterday, but what do you
think?
I don't
think they make the playoffs.
Okay.
So
and by the way, that could happen. You're right. That is a possibility.
And if you say that you think they're going to make the playoffs, I'd love to know what you're seeing outside of just like you like to be optimistic before the season starts, which is fine, but like tell me what the stuff that people said about the practice yesterday.
Woody, it was a terrible practice, but it's 3 weeks season. I knew you were going to do this today. I knew
three
last
weeks
night.
The season's here, man.
No, it's not.
What do you think is going to happen in the next 3 weeks?
You're going to open with the Colts, not the Lions. So that could be misleading.
Yeah, I said that earlier. You stole from me.
No, you steal everything from me. All your stuff is, you big ass kisser.
Don't do it.
You big ass kisser.
We're on the FM
on
now. Don't do
right
it.
Now.
We're on the FM
I didn't
now.
Do it. No, I didn't do it. It was all clean. can I go to break or is this in the middle?
Let's get you out of here.
Well, I got to tell you, you and I need a break from each other. Are you going on another vacation or two for 2 weeks?
How's the ticket sales going?
For what?
I'm sorry.
For the I don't know, Woody. What do you think? I go around looking to see how they're selling tickets? Is that your thing now? You're going to think like I'm like, I do the games. That's it. I don't work.
By the way, did this guy just said the six teams have a chance to win a Super Bowl? You don't believe that, do you? There's got to be more than that. Eagles, Chiefs, and then the AFC and these other like Ravens, Bills. Don't you think
to win a Super Bowl?
Don't you think teams like the Rams, the Commanders, the Packers, the Bengals, the Broncos, the Texans, the Bucks?
This guy said six
Steelers.
Teams. Some guy said six teams have a chance.
Yeah, three in each conference. Don't you think all those teams I just named are like in camp right now?
I think the three guys are way out in front in the three. Everybody, they're doing topics right now. Three teams in AFC have a chance to win it. The NFC is a little more open to me. Mm-hmm. So the Lions, but you know, Pete Prisco came on, thinks Green Bay's better than Detroit this year overall. I don't know.
Minnesota's
I didn't see it.
Been very competitive.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know about Minnesota. I'm a little concerned about Minnesota.
The Bucks have made their runs.
Nah, they're just
the Bengals.
I don't know.
Commanders got pretty close.
Yes. Got to get that receiver back somehow.
Niners.
No,
are always,
I don't buy it, but everybody thinks they still have a chance. No, I don't think. Yeah. I think the Niners have run their course. And they're counting on a left tackle and a running back that have had serious, really good in their prime. Two of the best in their prime. I don't know if they can stay healthy either. That's a big, big if.
You want to go to Detroit when we come back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shoot. That ought to be interesting.
Mike Payton, A to Z Sports Lions beat writer, will join us. We'll talk to him. We'll really get everybody lathered up now. We'll get that done, and we'll get a little Goldie a little bit later on in the show. Is there anything else you want to add on here? Like, just you guys, anything else you guys need this morning? Let me know, because you're feeling so good back there. South Florida Chevy dealers feeling good every day when it comes to that SUV family and the truck family and everything. The all-new Equinox, the electric Equinox SUV, and the, over to the 2025 Traverse. I just hit you with some of our midsize SUVs, man, and they are unbelievable when you look at the new look. Convenient driver tech. Not only that, but all the room for the family and friends that you need. And any trip you're taking, we want to make sure everybody's comfortable. Really offers you a lot. And not just that, but the big boys, the new Tahoes and Suburbans, all the room you could ever need. I don't even say the big boys. I go all the room you could ever need. When you go to a Tahoe or Suburban, you got it covered, man. Whatever it is you're looking for to get the kids around and the dog and cats around and everything else, well, I'll tell you what, they make an SUV absolutely perfect for you at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, and on top of that, the Silverado truck, our number one selling Silverado truck. Absolutely, whatever it is you need, a strong working truck, we would give you four strong options there. And it's like we make a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. And if you need a full-time working truck 6-7 days a week, yeah, we got them all for you, baby. Hey, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We got great deals going on right now. All you have to do is stop, take a test drive. I promise you, you're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.